Community conversation number two today being brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. We have Zach Sullivan in from the Charles City Elks Lodge. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Great.
Well, talking more about, we had you in last year when we were talking about the first annual beer curling championship, and it must have been really well because you're doing it a second time this year. The second annual beer curling championship is set for Saturday, January 31st. Now, Zach, I have to ask you, what inspired the idea of a beer curling event, and how did it all come together?
I was inspired by Lansing, Iowa, holds an event for the last 9 years now, but we were over there, and my son and Mark Berry's son were over there with us, and they asked, why can't Charles City do something like this? And it happened to be my year to be exalted ruler at the Charles City Elks Lodge, and I was like, why don't we try taking it on and using our pond out at the Elks Lodge and see how it goes in Charles City? And first year we did it, we had 38 teams participate.
Wow.
So right now we're at 26 teams already signed up, with 3 weeks to go. And last year, after doing the radio station, got a ton more, and we've also had local chatting as far as other teams already telling me that they want to do it. They just haven't signed up yet. So I have a feeling we'll be over that 38 mark, and the cap is 64. So at some point here shortly, we're hoping to get to that point where we fill up every year right off the bat. And great event as far as on the community calendar, as far as the chamber helps us out. We're on their cabin fever calendar, and a lot of people came out and just watched as an event during that day, and they enjoyed themselves, had food, had drinks, and just a good time all around.
Now, somebody out there has never heard of beer curling. They're just listening right now saying, what the? Can you talk about how beer curling works? What should we expect?
So you've seen curling on the Olympics. It's similar. Just no brushing, a lot less stressful as far as you just sit at the one end of the ice, and it's a 30-pack of Busch Light in a cake pan, and you shove it down the ice, and there's three scoring rings, and the team that has the highest score after three rounds advances on to the next. It's a double elimination tournament, so you're not out if you lose in the first round. So it gives everybody a couple of chances of playing, kind of thing.
That's brilliant. I love it. Now, Zach, what's the team setup look like? How many people per team? Do you need experience? How do folks sign up?
Signing up real quick, you can. There's a bunch of Facebook pages. You can go to Charles City Elks Lodge 418 on Facebook, and there's a flyer with a barcode that you can scan. Or if you have a friend that's an Elks member, more than likely they have been sharing it on their Facebook page. Otherwise, you can call the Charles City Elks Lodge or call me personally at 641-330-5924, and we'll get your reservation set up. The setup is three members per team, and you each get one round of three. And if there's a tie, you pick your best player from each team, and you go heads up against each other for nice. One round, and whoever wins that one round advances. So.
This is great. Now, did you learn anything from last year in the inaugural event helping shape this year's version?
Yeah, we learned a few things. More helpers. It was a very stressful day as far as we didn't realize how much work would be entailed with how much help, but the lodge and some of our family members have stepped up quite big, where we got a lot more volunteers this year.
Oh, good.
And we went from three lanes to six lanes this year. We made it through with three lanes with the 38 teams, but it was right at the edge of dark when we got done. So we figured with the six lanes, at least it'll give us a little bit more leeway time as far as
sure
getting the event done before we're doing it with car lights on.
Right. Now, anything else happening during this year's event? Food, drinks, prizes, other fun activities?
Yeah, we have a lot of local businesses that are donating different gift cards, gift baskets. The city's really stepped up to help out. They've done some raising of money for us to help pay for the event.
Cool.
But at the end of it, we have a 50-50 raffle, and we also have a raffle for all the prizes that the different businesses have donated. On top of with 30, we have the six lines, so there will be 36 30 packs we use, and we'll raffle off all 36 of the 30 packs also. So a lot of people get prizes during the event. We have four different members making food, and there'll be chili there. There'll be a gumbo like stew there.
Sure.
Fairway donated hot dogs and hot dog buns. Some of the members are making different desserts and everything. So there'll be a free will donation for the food, and we'll have a full kitchen staff there helping anybody out, and plenty of beverages to be had also if you choose to go that way.
Well, I love seeing the community all pull together to help out. Zach, talk about the goals for this year's beer curling event. How is the funds going to be raised? How are the funds going to be used to support the Elks?
For supporting last year, we have a garage that we use for doing our deer hide program, which is the biggest in the state. And we sided it and roofed it, and now we're getting electricity to it. Okay. And this year, we had a lot of major projects that went on. We needed a new roof, new boiler, new hot water heater, all this stuff. So
when one goes, they all go.
Yeah, so we are going to be using the funds for paying for some more updates on the lodge, parking lot, anything that we can think of as far as just different projects that have been lacking that need to get caught up kind of thing.
Sure. So. Totally makes sense. So once again, that second annual beer curling championship is set for Saturday, January 31st. What time does that start again? 11?
9 o'clock. Sign up starts, and the event starts at 11 o'clock. And Scott Wright will be there with an announcing trailer. He'll bring in his auction trailer, and we'll be right out there and getting everybody on the go right away at 11 o'clock. So.
Awesome event. You can get signed up by going to CherylCityElks.org, or you can find the Cheryl City Elks on Facebook as well and click on register. Anything I happened to miss, Zach?
No, just thank everybody in the community for helping out with us, and thank you guys for getting us on here and promoting it. Made a big difference last year, so hopefully it does again this year.
Well, hopefully we get you maxed out on teams. Thank you very much, Zach Sullivan, once again from the Cheryl City Elks Lodge. I'm sure we'll be talking to you again here in the next few months.
Thank you.